broadcasting live at the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show at the Arizona State Fairgrounds. We have a home security do-it-yourself brochure we are giving out to anyone that stops by the booth and would like it. It's just stuff you can do yourself to help increase the security of your home. We were talking about the front door, making it visible, and we talked about having a security gate or security screen door on it, and it's only good if it's locked. Well, what kind of locks are we looking at?
Well, locks and all door hardware come in grades 1, 2, and 3. Grade 1s are the ones that you can find at the discount stores where a deadbolt's going to cost you between $8 and $15, folks. Grade 1 is the commercial. I had it backwards. Grade 1's the commercial. You don't need to spend that much money. Grade 2 is where you want to invest your money. Grade 3 is the junk stuff between $10 and $15 a deadbolt. And you're kidding yourself. You are joking with yourself if you seriously think that is going to keep anybody out. I can literally take a roof hatchet or a drywall hatchet, strike that thing, and be in your house in no time. So you want a grade 2 is what you're going to buy, all right? And when you're buying a grade 2, you're going to be spending about $25 to $40, maybe a little more, for a deadbolt. But it's going to be the kind of deadbolt that you're going to want protecting your house, home, and your possessions. When you buy a grade 2 deadbolt, buy it bump resistant, okay? So that's the couple keys you're going to want in trying to find that right deadbolt for your home. Grade 2, bump resistant. I'm a big fan of Schlage. I really am.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to beat.
It is.
And it's, you know, it's good product. It's, you know, proven. It's been around a long time. It's one of the best there is.
Yeah. It is. I've always been a fan of Kwikset. Makes a nice upper grade brand of equipment as well. So there's just a couple tips right there. Romy, we've got some callers on hold. Let's get to them real quick.
At 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Starting off with Marianne. Welcome to the program. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, thank you. My question is, we have a fairly large yard, driveway, and it has cement, but I would like to put pavers on the cement to make it more attractive. Is that possible?
It is. It is. It's a great plan. It works really well.
So I wouldn't have to tear up the cement because it's pretty large, and that would be very expensive.
As long as you don't see a lot of pits, a lot of cracks, a lot of crumbling, if it's still in solid, sound condition, absolutely. If there's any indication that you might have a heave or a lift or a crack, obviously placing pavers over that would be a problem. But if it's smooth, good condition, go for it. We appreciate the call.
It's got some elevation from the road. It's not bad, but it does have some. I would need that fixed first, patched, and then put the pavers on.
Yeah, probably what's going to happen is they're going to go back 5 or 6 feet from the curb line and cut the concrete and remove that area. And they're going to build a little ramp up so that it's not a big aggressive ramp that you're going up. And then they'll lay over the top of that. But it really is going to take a site assessment, and the Bellegarde paver representatives will get out there and do an assessment for you for free. Do we know what part of the valley she's in? Or where in Arizona she is? We don't. Okay. Well, we'll find that out, and we'll get you the Bellegarde rep in your particular region and have them take a look at it. Just do an assessment that the patio, the driveway, is in good enough shape to actually do that. They make a patio overlay.
We just did one.
That's absolutely awesome.
We just did a backyard renovation and a huge outdoor barbecue and overlaid the existing concrete patio with a paver overlay, and it turned out spectacular.
They picked the wrong color,
but we won't mention who that was. But
is the patio rated strong enough for vehicle traffic?
It's a 4-inch concrete slab, so yes, it would be, yeah. As well as the pavers that are out that were incorporated into the backyard landscaping.
Everybody that has a concrete backyard slab ought to seriously look at the Bellegarde Noche pavers, which are the white ones. Mm-hmm. And you don't actually glue the pavers to the slab. You just glue the perimeter pieces, and the rest of them, you lay a tech fabric down.
A membrane down.
And then it's all sand set on top of the concrete.
It's all sand set.
So any little inconsistencies of the slab
just kind of works itself out.
It's taken care of. And a polymeric sand between the pavers, you know, locks them in place and keeps weeds and termites from coming through. And, boy, it's a fantastic product. The other thing they've got now, too, is they've got pavers that you can wrap around your pool deck, and they've got coved pavers.
Yeah.
pavers that will, you know,
lip in there.
Oh man, say goodbye to your cool deck problems.
Well, the great thing about the Noche product, I think, is how cool it is, and it's not that dark color, so you're not creating a heat sink right in there underneath your patio roof.
You know, I went to Bell Garden, I got one of those Noche pavers as well as one of the terracottas, and I laid them in the sun and did a thermal check, and there was 30 degrees difference between the two of those during the same time of day.
And take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast, located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.